Shirley is lovingly remembered by her son Randy, Cindy, Cole, granddaughter Candace, Tom, Spencer, and great-grandsons Wyatt and Emmett Spencer, daughter-in-law Sandy, and her children Ryan, Angela, Vicky, Jenny, and son Matthias, as well as her two brothers Vince, Crystal, Roe and families, and Doug, Janice, Roe and families. She was predeceased by her husband Bill and youngest son Derek. Shirley was born in the small town of Flin Flon, Manitoba, to Harry and Maisie Roe. She was a blonde-haired cutie who loved to spend time outside playing with neighborhood kids. Her parents had a cabin at Big Island Lake where they spent most of their summers. She spoke so fondly of her summers spent with friends and family swimming at the lake. After graduating high school, she went on to do her nurse's training from St. Boniface in Winnipeg, where she became a registered nurse. Once she finished her program, she went home to Flin Flon to work at the company hospital for about a year, before she and a classmate traveled west to Powell River. Shortly after moving, she met and married husband Bill Cole, whom she then had her two sons with, and settled on Rutland Crescent. She was very close to her in-laws, as well as Bill's sister Pat, brother Vic and their families. From there she had an incredible working career at Powell River General Hospital, where she helped deliver countless babies on the maternity ward. Shirley was a very active, lively soul who enjoyed many activities, especially skiing with her family at the Mount Diadem Ski Club. She also helped teach Powell River's girls' high school curling team. She and her husband Bill enjoyed swimming, tennis, boating, fishing, and badminton. Her golden years were filled with an abundance of quality family time and countless hours spent at the Myrtle Point Golf Club. Bill and Shirley also enjoyed many winters snowbirding in California with their RV. Along with their trips down south, they enjoyed road tripping back to her hometown to visit her family that she missed dearly. She was a devoted, loving daughter to her widowed father Harry, who she would spend countless hours talking to on the phone. Shirley was a sweet, caring soul with a pinch of spice, and will be missed dearly by her friends and family. We would like to thank the staff of Willingdon Creek for taking great care of our beloved Shirley, especially those who were by her side for her last few days. We are forever grateful for your love and compassion.